This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
Most people know there were no Russians in our campaign. There never were. We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you. That I can tell you.
Donald Trump all over West Virginia, bragging about the promises on immigration, economy, environment, and crime, celebrating to a pretty raucous crowd, frankly, in Huntington, West Virginia, and especially celebrating the state's Democratic governor who announced, Jim Justice, that he's going to switch to the Republican Party. The president demanded that Congress pass a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, urged the crowd to call their lawmakers. So he said they will have the guts to take a vote. They're not taking a vote. He vowed to reduce taxes, continue to crack down on immigrants, and rebuild the country's infrastructure. Hey, hey, it's America. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you as we swing for the fences and start at Foggy Bottom, or on the road from Foggy Bottom, talking about the president's road trip to West Virginia. You know, it's interesting, the justice announcement and the timeliness of that is pretty interesting. Justice is a billionaire coal and real estate guy who ran as a conservative Democrat, declined to endorse Hillary Clinton, but even as West Virginia's pretty much become a reliable Republican state and probably will down the line, a handful of Democrats have still been able to win. So his timing in his first month of his first months as governor, he's getting a lot of headlines beyond West Virginia's border for bringing a lot of interesting laws into play, and infuriating a lot of people too as well. The State Department has filed four liens against one of Justice's companies, and so the fight continues for him. But for the president, it wasn't about digging further and what does that mean and all of that. It was just a rally. You know, it was a rally and then also announcing that the governor was making the switch. So it certainly plays into what's happening in the country. It plays into the whole Russia thing anyway, and arguing back and forth and saying that Russia did not cause the win, because that's part of the contention, is that Russia interfered with our elections and would the results have been different. Speaking of results, while the press was there, John Kelly has a new gig. For 6 months as Homeland Security Secretary, Kelly described the White House as one of the most dysfunctional organizations he's ever seen. He complained to his friends, his colleagues, and allies about the incompetence, the recklessness of it, and what's happening there. So now he's the chief of staff. He's cut off rambling advisors mid-sentence. He listens in on conversations between cabinet secretaries and the president. He's booted lingering staff members out of high-level meetings. He's ordered the doors of the Oval Office closed so strays don't come walking in. He fired Anthony Scaramucci, who was briefly for like 2 seconds, like a shooting star that burns out so quickly. He was briefly the communications director. He's demanded that even Trump's family, including his daughter and son-in-law, check with him if they want FaceTime with the press. How about that? So this Marine is not taking any of it, right? He, we'll see if it works, but he's going to impose sort of military discipline on the White House. will they follow his directives or won't they? You know, listen, the bottom line is he's making a move and he's asking for cooperation. We'll see. You know, listen, we'll see. We'll see if it works or if it doesn't. I'm going to give him a chance. I think he actually has a shot because he's, I know people that know him and they say he's like a no BS, take no prisoners guy. So he's not going to let up. He's going to be relentless about undoing the screw-ups in the West Wing and the chaos and the nonsense and the distractions and all of that and not let that bring down the presidency, I suppose. And he's not a smoke blower, so he may have a chance. Might have been a smart move, especially with Scaramucci. That's old news, but he needed to be dumped. He was dumped, and he was the perfect guy to do it. Perfect, perfect guy to do it. While that's going on, believe it or not, there's a slew of other interesting, I think, stories happening across the U.S. Some of you have sent me great emails. Keep sending them about the Daily Salute, because we're going to go back to the Daily Salute. If you were looking for glasses to look at the eclipse, I have a place where you can go. Ready? You got to go there fast, because people might go there too, and then they're going to run out. But free glasses. There are a lot of libraries that are giving out free glasses. It'll only happen on August 21st that you can see this eclipse. It happens once every 375 years. So more than 2 million pairs of eclipse glasses are being distributed free at public libraries across the country. It's a cool celestial coincidence that you could see. The sun is about 400 times wider than the moon and is about 400 times farther away. So when the Earth, Moon, and the Sun line up just right, guess what? The Moon backs, or blocks rather, the Sun's entire surface, creating that eclipse. So while it looks like it's dark, they say watching the solar eclipse without the right eyewear can severely damage your vision. I bet you people are still going to look in the sky anyway. It's a cool space phenomenon, right? It is. And it is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. And for the libraries to be giving that out, I think that's smart. Why not? Go to your library, pick up your glasses, blah, 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 and just don't look at the eclipse, right? Don't do it. That's why you have to wear those glasses. Not so you can look seriously funky, nerdy, but so you don't burn your corneas, right? Of course. No. You don't want that. You don't want that to happen. Uh-uh. How about this community college making tuition free? I'm going to throw this out at you, too. After you stop by the library, and you might want to enroll your kids here, Rhode Island just became the fourth state in the nation to make community college free. It's happening in New York, Oregon, and Tennessee. The Promise Scholarship covers the cost of tuition and fees at the Community College of Rhode Island for new students. A four-year pilot program it is. They appropriated $2.8 million for the first year. And they'll see how it goes. Smart! Coming up a little bit later, Forbes Books at Bedtime. We're kicking the can over the fence. Jump over with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You're listening to the best of America Tonight. So as we continue here on America Tonight, check this out. This is crazy. And it might get buried in the headlines because of everything that's happened with the inauguration. But on Wednesday, the United States Supreme Court is going to hear a case that is focusing on an Oregon-based rock band's name. According to what we've seen from the AP, the U.S. government's refuses to register a trademark for the Slants, is the name of the group, because the name is considered offensive to Asians. Boy, oh boy, isn't it interesting? Because the court's ruling could actually affect the Washington Redskins. They've been in a fight, you know, I've talked about this a lot, to keep the National Football League team name that they have, and the NFL with the trademark protection. And we know what's happening with Dan Snyder, who owns that team, and it's been quite an ordeal. Joining us now is an attorney, Dr. Nick Oberheiden. His practice is in federal courts. He's currently admitted to practice law in New York and Washington, D.C., and, of course, all kinds of other courts in our court system, Court of Appeals, the District Court for the Southern and Eastern District of New York, the U.S. District Court for the Northern, Southern, and Eastern District of Texas. It's important to specify that because it means that Nick can try a whole bunch of cases if he finds himself in those situations. Hey, Dr. Oberheiden, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this. For this Supreme Court hearing for the Slants, the government's not going to register the trademark. What's their argument? I would imagine freedom of speech, right?
Well, it's actually an interesting case because the government takes the position that the name, the Slants, is disparaging and offensive, and the basis in the Lanham Act, which is a federal statute, essentially says if a trademark application is offensive or disparaging, the trademark office has the authority to deny deny the protection. And this is really what Simon Tam, this young musician, went through when he started battling the federal government in 2011. He applied, it was denied. He appealed, it was denied. He went to court, it was denied. And here we are, Mr. Tam and the Slans are now, you know, giving a concert, so to speak, in our highest court, the U.S. Supreme Court, on Wednesday.
Wow. So you've been in this game for a while. That's why I laid out all the places where you can try cases. What do you think happens here? Is this just another thing that kind of gets shelved for a while because of what we've seen happen with the Redskins?
Well, those cases are clearly connected, and I think the decision on the Slans will have an impact on the Redskins as well. What is strange about this whole process, quite frankly, is there are trademarked and protected names that I can't even pronounce here on air on the radio, and I won't, I promise. So that makes this whole case and ordeal even more stand out. Keep in mind, and this will be an important precedent and factor for the eight U.S. Supreme Court justices, the Westboro Baptist Church case. If you remember, there were people who hatefully disparaged fallen soldiers, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, well, we understand the First Amendment is not about what's convenient and what we agree with. It's not about value. It's not about taste. The First Amendment is as broad as an amendment as a protection can be. And even if we disagree and reject an idea or a statement, we still protect it. And I think it will be very difficult for the government to overcome this very, very high standard that was established in cases like the Westboro and other First Amendment cases before the Slans reached the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, fascinating to watch this. I'd be remiss not to ask you a little bit about your background. You went to Harvard Law School. You also trained at a couple of interesting institutions, the United Nations Office of the Prosecutor, International Criminal Tribunal for former Yugoslavia. What was that like to be, you know, tied to the United Nations, of course, and then explain the Criminal Tribunal for Yugoslavia, or what was?
Yeah, and as my accent may be revealing, I grew up in Germany. I finished law school in Germany. I studied law in Munich, Hamburg, and got a PhD in international law, comparative law, at the University of Heidelberg. I got my JD at UCLA Law School, and I did a couple of extra steps in Brazil and in the United States to further educate myself on federal and international law. And part of that experience was to look over the shoulder of the chief prosecutor of the United Nations at the War Tribunal in The Hague in the Netherlands for ex-Yugoslavia. And that was certainly an interesting experience to meet people like General Wesley Clark and see him testify in court. So that was an experience that really shaped my education, but also my view on the law and on justice.
Yeah, and so when you say that, and you talk about Wesley Clark, the general, the former general, explain that for the listeners who may not remember that whole story.
Well, what happened in under President Clinton in the late 90s, the United States with other allies started to bomb, essentially, President Milosevic, the president of Yugoslavia, for atrocities and war crimes committed against within Yugoslavia. There were conflicts between Serbians, Croatians, and Kosovo, people living in the Kosovo. And this conflict just erupted to more than just a civil war. And at some point, the NATO, under the leadership of General Clark, started to intervene and to stop these atrocities. And then many years later, the United Nations started to try some of the accused and later convicted war criminals that were orchestrated this civil war and this explosion and eruption in the heart of Europe.
Yeah, wow, crazy stuff. What are you passionate about with all the different areas that you specifically work in and the reach that you have federally. What motivates you the most, Nick?
I'm really dedicated to the idea of fair trial and due process. I limit my practice to federal law. I do a lot of federal criminal cases involving the FBI and the Department of Justice, Department of Defense. And what is interesting and exciting in every case is the idea that I am not the judge, but I am surrounded by enormously important principles that were established in this country as part of constitutional interpretation, whether it's a seizure and arrest warrant, whether it is just the idea and the notion that everyone has a right to go to trial, have a jury trial. These are, you know, we take those ideas for granted, but again, reflecting on my experience in that war case, for example, war tribunal, these ideas that Americans enjoy every single day, the idea of justice and fair trial, that is not a standard that you find in every single country. And this idea, pursuing this idea and helping clients in critical situations is really something that is driving me and that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah. Wow. Pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Nick Oberheiden. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. So interesting to talk to Nick Oberheiden about this. The fact that, as he's mentioning, if we go back to the beginning of what we were talking about, the United States Supreme Court hearing this case about the name of this rock band that is considered offensive, you know, again, the government canceled the team's trademark last year after they found they're disparaging to Native Americans. So for the Slants founder, the name was chosen not to offend, but to take on stereotypes about Asian culture. He says the band is reclaiming a term once used as an insult and transforming it into a statement of cultural pride. That's what the deal was. But the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office didn't see it that way. They refused to register the name back in 2011, saying a trademark can be disparaging even if it's meant to be used in a positive light. So now you have the court's ruling and how that could possibly affect the Redskins in their fight to continue to keep that trademark. So it becomes the question of, is it assault on free speech by the government, or is it necessary to protect against language that offends some groups? We will talk about it. I can tell you that as we continue down the road next week on America Tonight. Coming up next, we check the mail.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Jocelyn Baer joins us now. She's a reporter for Next Advisor. We're talking about cell phones and identity theft. Jocelyn, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. Kate and Greg. And I wonder about this all the time because I've seen problems with my friends who are journalists, by the way, all over the country and the world, who worry about their phones because their minds are all over the place. But just for even mere mortals who do other jobs, what happens if someone gets a hold of your phone? The things that we worry about is our identity. We worry about our credit. Even our credit cards are hooked up, like mine is, to my phone. So tell us about what you found out. Yeah, what are the dangers?
Unfortunately, unlike your social security number, which, you know, there are plenty of regulations on how companies can store that information and how they can use it, cell phone numbers don't have protections. So if you have your cell phone number associated with an online account or if you give it out, you know, when you're signing up for something at the farmer's market, you have no idea what's going to happen with that information, and it becomes tied to all kinds of databases and information about you. So if somebody knows where to look, they can get all kinds of information about you just by knowing your cell phone number.
So you're saying we might look at our phone and think, oh, that's a security risk I have to take care of. You're actually drilling down deeper and saying, don't just worry about your physical phone, but worry about your actual phone number, your actual 10-digit phone number.
Exactly. Yeah, if you think about it, you know, a lot of parents start off their kids at 13 with cell phones, and, you know, people keep their numbers for years upon years, and that's become an identity marker for people. Very similar to, you know, your name and your birth date and your social security number.
So I don't like the sound of this.
Neither do I. When I was doing the research for this article, I became very paranoid and was thinking, how many times have I given my number out?
So Jocelyn Baird from Next Advisor, nextadvisor.com, you wrote the story, you reported on it. Now understanding it as deeply as you do, what are you doing to protect yourself?
The biggest thing that I think people can do to protect themselves is to, first of all, not give their phone number out unless necessary. I know a lot of times you'll be filling out a form and it'll request your phone number. That isn't always mandatory. Sometimes it is, but it isn't always. So it's good to ask, you know, if you're in a store and they ask for a phone number to look up your information, you can always ask, can I give you a zip code? Can I give you something else? Maybe a throwaway email address. Another option that I think a lot of people don't realize exists is you can create a free virtual number through Google Voice. Those can get text messages, they get phone calls, you can even forward it to your actual cell phone. So you're not missing anything, but then you can give that out instead of your actual number in most cases.
Yeah, so here's the big question. Saying that, do you have that kind of phone? Are you pointing to a phone? What kind of phone do you have?
Yeah, what are we talking to you on right now?
Yeah.
You're talking to me on my, and you guys actually, you called my actual cell phone number. So
we're can we give it out on the air?
I would prefer
it's
you don't.
It's 212-555-1212. Well, but you know what?
Funny.
I want to back up.
How do you protect your... Wait, let me jump in here. How do you protect yourself then? What do you do after doing the research on this?
I mean, I've been using Google Voice for quite a long time for that purpose.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice to realize, oh, good, I've been doing this myself. but another thing that I did that I think is good for people to do in general for all of their information is you can put your phone number into Google and see what comes up when you search for it.
Mm.
I also keep my phone number off of any social media profiles that I have. I learned, actually, scary enough, if you have your phone number attached to your Facebook account, if somebody types your phone number in, they can find out who you are. If they don't know, you know, the name associated with a number, if they just have a number, which is scary to me.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely, it's scary.
I do. There is a point to this that I want to make because I think it's important for people to understand it, and that is increasingly there's a thing called two-step authentication. So you'll notice now when you go to log into a website, sometimes they'll send you a text message with a number in it and you type that number back into the website, right? And that's a good thing. It's a really good, secure thing. But you have to be careful about giving a fake phone number versus doing what Jocelyn is doing, using a Google Voice number, because if you start giving out fake numbers and there's no real phone that can receive text messages there, you're going to break that system that you're using to use two-step authentication. So everything is so tightly bound up together that if you kind of break one thing to protect yourself, you may break everything. And I just want to call attention to that. Jocelyn, I'm also really interested in your company, Next Advisor. We're talking with Jocelyn Baird. The company is Next Advisor at nextadvisor.com. Because you're a online publication that covers a lot of things like technology. And I'm just wondering, do you have a degree in journalism? Did you imagine yourself working for a more traditional publication? And how did you come to this online digital publication?
I kind of did. You know, it's a funny story. I wanted to be a journalist, and then I didn't study actual, I didn't go for a straight traditional journalism degree. I actually studied writing My degree is in actual like writing and rhetorical studies. And I didn't quite imagine becoming part of something like this. If you had told me 10 years ago, you know, you'll be writing about financial and identity theft topics, I would have said you're crazy. But no, I found this company, and it's been a really fun journey to kind of grow and learn as a writer and a reporter for Next Advisor.
Yeah, so as we say this, in moving forward, I'm a journalist and a speaker.
I'm a journalist.
You are?
Hey, don't say that with a question mark at the end. I find that very offensive.
So as a journalist, I find that there is some interesting opportunity out there as people are listening to this, because I just did a huge speech on this. You know, we're all content curators, and there's a voracious need for content. Do you see that this space that you're in now, I think it's even expanding. Do you feel like it's expanding, the specific vertical you're in?
I think so. I think, you know, people want to understand the world around them, and there's a lot of really complicated things when it comes to technology and, you know, all these issues. You know, all we hear about on the news is, you know, this company had a data breach, or, you know, your identity is under threat from this. But it's important to get down to what that really means for the average person. So I think there's a huge opportunity for breaking these topics down so that, you know, the average person can understand it, because I know a lot of times I'll start researching something and I'll go, I have no idea what this is.
Well, so I'm going to ask you a tough question, but I think it's a fair question. We're talking with Jocelyn Baird. She writes for Next Advisor. It's at nextadvisor.com. Everybody knows CNN and Fox News and Wired Magazine and the New York Times and the Washington Post, but for a lot of people, they're probably hearing about Next Advisor for the first time. So with that in mind, and you being someone who spends a lot of time doing research online yourself, how does somebody know when they get the Next Advisor, this is a legitimate, credible source, and then they go somewhere else, and how do they recognize that it's not a legitimate, credible source? Because we live in an age of either fake news or both fake news and the accusation of fake news. How do you determine when you're on a website that's legitimate? And I want to help people understand and be able to look at Next Advisor and say, yes, this can be a trusted source for me too. But you have expertise at making those kinds of calls.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, when I'm doing my research, when I'm looking for information on topics, I do run across websites where I question myself, you know, what is the purpose of this? And I honestly have to say, one of the best things that people can do is look for, you know, there's always an about us, you know, who we are. And I think that's very important if you're reading something, especially if you're reading something that sounds kind of sensational.
Yes.
Look for...
First place,
you know,
I went on the Next Advisor website, by the way, was the about us.
Yeah, exactly. You want to know, you know, who's writing it, because there are a lot of sites that, you know, kind of aggregate. I know I've found my articles republished on different websites that kind of aggregate our information. And in that case, you know, someone might not be able to find out who I really am.
Yeah, so here's the question, and we have like 30 seconds left. What keeps you up at night with everything that you're doing?
Oh gosh. What keeps me up at night is there anything I can really do, because it's likely that my information is already out there, already available for purchase on the dark web. So is anything that I'm doing actually helpful? And I think it is, but that is definitely what keeps me up at night.
I love that. It's already out there on the dark web. I love the reference to the dark web.
Well, we need you to come back and talk about the dark web then, because
Absolutely.
The name, I get Darth Vader in my mind every time.
Exactly.
A picture of Darth Vader every time I hear dark web.
I agree. Jocelyn Baird, thank you so much from Next Advisor. You can check out nextadvisor.com and her stuff there. Thanks, Jocelyn.
Yeah, thank you.
did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. About Dylann Roof. We've been talking about it ever since it happened, obviously, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. John Huber. He is the chairman for the Mainstream Medical Health, which is a nonprofit organization. It's worth me telling you about this, that brings what I like to say and hope for this always when I see what's happening, lasting and positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. So he's the perfect person to talk to about Dylann Roof. First of all, Happy New Year, Dr. John.
Happy New Year, Kate. Happy New Year.
So Dylann Roof, now what we do know is that he's been found competent to be on trial and he's going to represent himself. Do you think that was the right conclusion?
Based on my review of South Carolina's proceedings for competency, yes. They did a competency evaluation initially, and then yesterday the judge followed up, which was within his rights to just to make sure before they go into sentencing, and apparently found him competent. In fact, give him additional instructions that he's expected to follow, which are to not directly address the jury or the witnesses.
So. Yeah, but you know, it's why did he decide to represent himself? And maybe we don't know the answer to that question, but in dealing with people who have breakdowns or whatever happens, and I know we're talking about somebody who brutally ended the lives of way too many people.
Right.
But what possibly do you think could be going through his head of not having an attorney?
Well, I think by not having an attorney, he has, you know, a world stage now. And I think he does have some ideals that most Americans, most people in general don't believe in. And he's wanting a world stage to present those. And he may be trying to make him out as some sort of martyr, make his own person out as a martyr so that he's fighting for the cause. And this was for a reason kind of a mentality.
Yeah, as a mental health professional, when you, and you've been doing this for two decades, and we see these mass shootings, and let's put aside someone who's a terrorist for a second, but it's something that just, boy, we just don't understand it. It's like what happened in Sandy Hook. What kind of things are going through the minds of those people? And this is a generalization because we know everybody's mind is different.
Right.
But what well, have we found out?
Well, most mass shootings like this are not caused by someone who has what we would think of as a typical mental health issue. They're driven by oftentimes religious or political motivations. That doesn't mean there aren't some that are out there, like the Sandy Hook appears that there was just some severe psychological trauma going on with that individual. In this case, you know, I think he's got a message he's trying to present. I'm not saying he's not mentally ill. You can be mentally ill and still competent to stand trial. But I think he does have a few things that most of us in society would think were kind of delusional ideals about how the world should be running.
Do you think because of some of the stressors, the push for success, the world we live in, how fast, how technology has moved, and how we're hooked in, has that damaged the psyche of a lot of people who could be on the edge anyway?
We have over 330 million people in this country, and we don't have that many mass killing. So I don't think of a lot of people know. I think it is increasing the stress level, especially to people who aren't used to that. I mean, our millennials, this is what they're used to. And this is how they've been taught to function, where you and I, you know, we used to sit down and pick up the newspaper in the morning and that kind of fill our news up for the day. And now it's just constantly there. And you're not reading anything in a lot of cases but headlines. So you're driven by that emotional curve you get there. And I think our population in general is having to adjust to that. So I think there are some problems to it, but I don't think most people are driven that way. I think a few of them, and Dylan may be one of those.
Are we doing enough for people as far as mental health is concerned? Has some of the veil been lifted with mental health issues?
I don't believe so. That's the whole reason why I started mainstream mental health, is we gotta lift this stigma so we can talk about it and people realize that you're not the only one struggling with different issues, and we can be upfront with it and not worry about any type of retribution or fear that's common when we say, oh man, my cousin's on antidepressants. Ooh, is he suicidal? No, that doesn't mean he's suicidal. But we jump to extreme conclusions.
Boy, that's true. We do jump to extreme conclusions. One thing that I found, though, is, and I've seen this sadly, in too many people that I know, or people I know or that are connected to me in some way, they happen to be guys, but they people don't realize what they're suffering with. And they think, oh, just can't, you know, because they look good. They look like they should be working. They look like they should be thriving. But they're struggling with some form of bipolar or something else. And
yes.
I hear people say too many times, just, you know, well, get meds. Just put them on meds. If they just get the meds. But that's not, it's more than that, isn't it?
It's a lot more than that, you know, and meds, I think, are a second step. I think a first step is you need to go find a mental health professional and do some counseling and get yourself grounded. And if you're not able to do that, or if the problem's severe enough, then you move to that next level. But I think it should be medication and therapy, because the therapy is going to teach you tools that may allow you to step away from those medications at some point.
Yeah. What about more group therapy? That seems to be, I talked to someone the other day about this, that there was group therapy that's being offered at the VA, and that it would be good, except for that it doesn't match up with the everyday guy. It's people that have terrible PTSD, which thank goodness they have that, but it doesn't match up with everybody coming in. Is there more room to have more circles to share, do you think?
I think group therapy is an amazing way to do it, because it does kind of break that isolation.
Yep.
You don't you think you're the only one suffering from this, and all of a sudden you go into a group where other people are suffering from that. But I think you're right. It is difficult to create these because you need people with like circumstances. I don't necessarily want to put someone with schizophrenia who was in a group with someone who's just suffering from depression or grieving, for that matter. They're kind of not compatible. Now, I'm not going to say it's not going to work or that will never work, but in most cases, you wouldn't want to mix them like that. You don't want to overwhelm somebody who doesn't have those kind of problems.
Yeah, makes sense to me. What if I mean, obviously, you're trying to do that. Do you feel like since you started what you're doing, do you feel like you're starting to make some inroads?
Well, it's a lot of education and talking with people, just like what you're making available for me right here. And hopefully we're getting through to people. You know, I think this kind of thing is a generational problem. It's going to take us some time to do it because there's so many people who just will not admit to having any problems. I know with my patients in the hospital, I serve two hospitals that are medical hospitals. They're not psychiatric. And oftentimes I get asked to go meet with patients because they're not willing to follow through with the procedure, which the hospital thinks may save their life. And I walk in there and I get all kinds of rejection, and it takes a few minutes, and sometimes I'm able to get them to sit and listen, and we talk, and sometimes I'm not because they're so fearful of that word psychologist, and oh no, they think I'm crazy. It's really a difficult thing sometimes, but I'm making strides, at least in my area now. I get calls from more and more physicians who are, hey, you know, this patient's not complying with treatment. Can you meet and see if there's something going on with him? And I've seen a change over the last 4 or 5 years within my local area, and now I'm just trying to move this out and make it nationwide.
Yeah, and to do that, like you said, you have to have more conversations like this one. I mean, we started off talking about Dylan Roof, and then you move to what's going on in the world, and I just think that's so necessary to have it because I see it. I run across it all the time, and we're talking about people that, well, it doesn't matter economically, but we're talking about people,
right?
Especially, I think I've seen this, where you have people that have gone through school, they're it could be a woman, but it seems to be that I've run into a lot of guys with this, and they can't hold jobs, and they are getting attacked about it, and they don't know what to do, really, and they're not asking for help.
Well, they don't think they have a problem because they've always done this. And then the one emotion that's socially acceptable for men to express is anger. So that's what they do. They elevate everything to an anger level, and it never needs to go there. They just need to sit down and address the, maybe it's just basic communication and expressing how they're feeling and dealing with different assignments or things in their job placement. And that may be all they needed in the first place, but because of whatever's going on with them mentally, they're not able to make that step.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, interesting stuff. Keep fighting the good fight. Dr. John Huber, thanks so much, and thanks to all of you for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
Girl's killing it, her playlist is infinite. From the first minute, these feelings were imminent. No matter what you're saying, girl, you know I'll be listening. So tuned in to the things you're exhibiting. So clued in to the strings that you're fiddling. No movement, just me and you chilling. It's me and you living through every predicament.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any times of the night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.